So here's an interesting idea. My Android phone has a record audio app, you know, just a standard thing. So I plug my headphones in while I'm cycling along. I was listening to something earlier, but I thought I always talk to myself anyway, so I'll try and record it. See if it's actually bearable. Sorry, just pedaling over a few bumps. Not that I've got anything interesting to say. And it feels a bit weird talking to myself as I'm pedaling over the bumps. I'm actually on the Broken Hill BMX track. Actually, I don't know what it's called. It's like the police thing, you know. Young persons, keep them off the streets. Activity centre. Hang on, there's a sign here. The Ken Sully Sullivan Memorial Oval Broken Hill PCYC BMX track. If you're ever coming to Broken Hill and you've got a bike with you or some kids and you don't mind something pretty feral, get yourself down to the Ken Sully Oval. There's lots of dust and dirt and rocks, broken glass, humps and bumps. It's kind of good fun. Anyway, I was actually going for a bicycle ride somewhere. Don't really know where. I started off going over Block 10, which is Broken Hill's, one of the original mine sites for BHP, back when it was a Broken Hill Proprietary Limited, and now it's just a dirty old hump of mining waste with a water tank on top. Anyway, it's a three-corner jack season, and for those of you who watch pirate movies, I'm not referring to the hat. Three-cornered jacks are little tiny sharp seeds, very common in Broken Hill in the end of summer. And I think when I didn't have any protection on my tyres, I'd get about two or three punctures every time I rode my bike, and that was out of season. Now that it's in season, I've got some reinforcement in my tyres, which is good, because after riding through a patch of three-cornered jacks, my tyres look like they've... Well, they look like those tyres you see... Hello! They look like those tyres you see in Canada when they're riding on the ice. Because being three-cornered jacks, you've got one spike stuck in your tyre, and two spikes sticking outwards. Turns your tyre into a weapon. Trying to pull them out is a freaking nightmare. Just rode past some people. They looked at me like I was mad talking to myself. Maybe that's just me. Imagine all you can hear is the wind rushing anyway. Hey dog. Many hills out here. I tend to go and seek them out. The highest hill around is about 200 meters, so I tend to go up and down them a fair bit. just to make me feel like I'm back in Cornwall. But you know you're not, because there's no green and there's no water. It's definitely outback Australia. Alright. Just crossed over Creedon Street. Heading out towards the dump. I recommend visiting the town dump when you go to any town. It's really, really get a feel for the place. As kids, brothers and I used to love going to the dump. We lived in Cornwall, in a little place called Leseray, and had a dump just down the road where all the farmers dumped their rubbish. We used to go and find the old TV sets and smash them. Back when they had valves, those valves really make a nice noise when you smash them against some granite. We were horrible little vandals. Anyway, the thing that inspired me to try and record myself was I'm missing that the bicycling podcast halfway home. I really enjoyed that, but I think it's winter over there at the moment and pretty damn cold, so I guess he's allowed a break. Did make me homesick though, but it's a long way for me to go halfway home. All right, it's a flat sort of scrubby road. Got a few low bushes and some cacti. Some utes going to the dump. Utes being a utility vehicle here in Australia. And a few telegraph poles in the distance. I can see one of the pinnacles. The pinnacle is, as it sounds, it's a pinnacle. It's a pile of rock, like an outcrop. Apparently, what's his name? A fella from Dartington, from Totnes. Wills. Wills and... not Scott the Antarctic. I want to say Wills and Boone, but that's Mills and Boone. Brain doesn't work when I'm cycling. That's the beauty of it. You start pedaling to switch your brain off for a bit. Anyway, those two Australian explorers, they camped by the pinnacle some time ago on their rather sad ending trip. Also, out there at the pinnacles, they filmed the second Mad Max movie. There's still a rusty old car sitting there. I guess it was not interesting enough for them to take it to the Mad Max Museum over at Silverton. Anyway, if you want to go up the pinnacles, it's all fenced off, owned by some mining company, like so much stuff around here. And also like so much stuff around here, you do what the locals do. You dodge under the fence and go anyway. But I didn't say that if anyone asks. So I've crossed over Canunda Road and I'm riding along beside the railway line now. This is one of the railway lines that heads off out of Broken Hill towards Adelaide. Towards Port Pirie, I think it is. One of these days I'd like to follow it all the way down to the coast. Not today though. So a lot of industrial waste around here. Old cement mixer truck containers full of cement over there, rusting apart. Piles and piles of old trucks and cars. You can sort of see where they got the inspiration for Mad Max in a way, or you can see why this location inspired the filmmakers. Anyway, leaving the tarmac on a red dirt road, going past some railway girders and the railway line still. I think there's an electrical substation over there. And I can see a mining tower, you know, one of those big metal wheels and pulleys on a bunch of girders over a hole in the ground. There's some satellite dishes, really like Goon Hilly it is. Big ones. That's over by the government plague infestation laboratory. Not quite sure what they do there. I imagine scenes out of 28 Days Later and stuff, but I think more likely it's people looking at aquariums full of grasshoppers. There's a bloke down here in the Australian uniform of the Dayglo shirt. He's walking his dog. He's holding his dog. It's one of those bits of poodles. G'day, how you doing? You're right? Taking it for a walk? Yeah, you're right, no worries. Have a good day. That dog was filthy. Looked like he'd been having a great time. I take my dog out here sometimes. She loves it. Runs around and finds dead kangaroos and bits of sheep. It's like a free feed every time she comes here. It's a bit like the Killing Plains. All these dead animals, especially around the riverbeds. I'm not sure where all the live ones go. I mean, you see them from time to time. Not more dead ones though. Anyway, I'm going to stop recording because, I don't know, I feel like I need a subject. Anyone got any ideas? Ah, shit, how do I stop it?